going to cover a lot of things today. I think they're real important. Also going to address some things. So you guys will be comfortable with everything going forward. So we'll get rolling here and make it happen. And we got some new stuff that we're also going to be rolling out. Steve will be talking about today. So anyway, so with that being said, of course, we always start with the same thing because, you know, if you have any issues, one of the things we talk about is what great customer service, and you are the customer, the client of Celestine Pro. We try to make sure everything works right. Lucas does a great job with that. Then any ideas, keep sending them. We'll give you some numbers today that are going to blow your mind about all the success that we're really having with this. And sometimes, you know, you have to be in a situation where, you know, you need confirmation, okay, that you're doing right. You're out here, when you're grinding away most of your work. You know, I remember back in the days when I started my base shop and I went out and I recruited, in 1 year, I recruited 27 directs and got like almost all of them licensed. And that next year, each one of those guys that I had a key, you know, the key people, they were doing 5,000 a year in production. All right. And then the next thing you know, they did 50,000 in production after they got trained. So the first year they did hardly anything. And then they went and grew 10 times. And suddenly my base shop went from doing, you know, 20 grand a month to doing 100 grand a month because I had a bunch of people doing it. And so when you're out here marketing and building, you know, and doing everything you're doing right now, you want to know without a question that if you work and do it, what's going to end up happening. And I'm going to give you some stats today that are really amazing. So any great ideas, send them over to us. This is why this thing is working. Then of course, Kristen takes care of all this. This training that we're putting on is better than anything on the planet. I think you'll all agree with that. When you get to learn from people that are actually doing appointments, that's an important part of making things happen. And so, hey, Saturday, we got the kickoff. We're going to be talking about the marketing and business plan. This kind of goes along, you know, this whole month and really last month. And we're doing that. It starts at 8:00 Pacific. And we've got a great lineup. I saw the speaker lineup. So get ready for that. That's going to be rocking. And we got that. Get your team on this because you want to have your guys having their goals and their plan and their schedule and ready to roll. So when the new year begins, they're not starting out in April. And that kind of happens. For some of you, hopefully you're staying focused on 9 months and 3 months. You got 24 days left to make it happen. And I know we've had a lot of people tell me a lot of success stories because you started figuring out you can do things you never thought you could do. And, you know, the goal of, you know, I figured that Tuesday is kind of a coaching day. And what am I good for if I don't get you to do stuff that you wouldn't normally go ahead and do? If you're a leader, that's what your job is to get people to do things they wouldn't do on their own. And if you push them a little bit, next thing you know, and give them a vision, they'll start doing it. So anyway, so let's talk about Celestine Pro usage. I just want to give you this because, and there's a point to all of this, all right? So we started Celestine Pro in September 2018. I went to California and did an event for Hector, and we had our first real official Celestine Pro launch in September 2018. We've had growing success as a result of it. Since September 2020, Celestine Pro quit offering new subscriptions per the Primerica agreement, and we've retained 76.5% of our paid subscribers based on November 2021. Now, why do 76% of the people continue? Well, in my opinion, most of the people are staying. I mean, if we had 76% retention rate in Primerica, just keeping them in the business, that would be incredible. I mean, if we had 76% of the people that just paid their $99 and got licensed, that would be great. But we've had 76% of paid subscribers continue doing it. And in November of 2021, and we're sitting at 761 right now versus 998 September 2020. And we haven't added anybody. We have people, we probably have 40 or 50 people a month wanting to get Celestine Pro. Year to date, January through November, we've retained 86% of all the paid subscribers. Why am I telling you this? Because what you want to be thinking about is this: what if you retain 86.5% of all of your agents, all right, and all of your reps and your clients and all this kind of stuff on a continual basis? You've got to learn from it. And part of what's going on is, you know, I look at it, it's like we have consistency, we have a great staff, we do the right, we follow up. I've never hear anybody complaining about Sales Team Pro. Occasionally we mess up, but we acknowledge it and fix it. And we have about 4,000 users that are joined free accounts. So thank you for all of that. So that's a great story in itself of retention. Your business is all about retention. So check this out. So let's just see what's going on. In the last 30 days, we've added 21,000 contacts. In the last 90 days, 64,000. Year to date, 248,000 new contacts were added to the system. Total contacts right now is over 802,000 names in there that we actually think about this 802,000 names that someone knows how to reach to one spot and pull it out rather than a piece of paper and having all this. And so think about this. What about your scenario? Are you going to start growing your, you know, database, right? And just keep in mind, everybody you grow, I've got people in there from 2014 and all this kind of stuff all the way back, really back when I started pulling this in 2008, that are still receiving emails and stuff like that. We have 234 campaigns that you can that you can use, over 300 emails when you take the series involved. Just to put that in perspective, when Sales Team Pro started, I made a set of goal. I was going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and for 30 consecutive days, I was going to write one email campaign a day. All right. I didn't have anybody helping or anything like that. Since then, we've added 300. We're up to 300 emails. We have 46 personal landing pages and shareable links. So all of this is marketing tools. So you've got 300 tools to market with, 46 pages that you can use to landing pages, publicly shareable links, 500 hours of training content. We're adding 21 hours a week. A month of new training and client content via Zoom, Clubhouse, and you listen to everything on podcasts. All right. Now listen to this. All right. This is to me, but you know, all this is what happens. You can use all of these functions. I'm going to go through this today. Steve has got a new one we're going to be live this afternoon with, but you got quick ad, full ad functionality with download the phone individually or a Sales Team Pro app. So you can go in, if you didn't know this, you can tap on your phone and it'll put it into your contacts, or you can pull up the Sales Team Pro app and pick and choose everything out of your phone. You can, I didn't mean to do all of them. All right. You got open close history by contact. So if you look and you see how engaged people are, that helps you to determine where they're at. You can tap to text, tap to call, tap to email. You got automatic birthdays, holidays, and annual reviews. You go into your settings and say, set it up automatically. When you hit save, it does it. We got follow-ups, and follow-ups tied to the lifetime value of a client and their net worth. So if you have somebody that's high lifetime value, go in there and tap it. Okay, high lifetime value, they'll send you do four follow-ups and then give you once a quarter. If they're mid-range, it's four follow-ups to get them onboarded right, and then it'll do it twice a month, and then, or you do it or twice a year, and then there, and then what the low value is every quarter or every year. Okay, quarterly, high, mid-range every 6 months, and then annually for everybody else. You can do broadcast emails. Are you writing custom email campaigns? Or you can send the regular, and you can schedule them by custom sort. We're going to show custom sort today. All right. We got in-service withdrawals. Are you looking at that every day? Are you looking at the RMDs and anniversary notifications? You can sort by anything. Okay. And now today, Steve's going to roll out our new age sort. You can go and say, give me everybody from age 25 to 30. All right. So that will be a targeted market. But let's give me, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you don't try to sell childbirth classes to somebody that's 60 years old, right? So what you want to be thinking about is you want to target your market, all right? You know, I hear people all the time that say, man, I just, you know, I'm not having success. Well, maybe you should call on people that want to buy what you're doing, right? Maybe you should target what you're doing. You can work really hard selling to the wrong market, all right? The wrong product, right? So you want to work on those kind of things, all right? Audio notes upload, are you using that? That's one of the greatest tools. Every single appointment I do, about a 1 to 2 minute audio, and then I email it to Bree and to Sherry and Kristen. They get to hear what's going on, what's next on that. And then when I get back with these people 6 months from now, whenever it is, I listen to that before I meet with them. It like brings my voice, brings them right back. I've been taking the audio notes and addressing them to the customer and say, hey, I just want to follow up with you, da, 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 da. Okay, here's what we agreed to. Hey, I've got to, you know, come back on Thursday night. I got Friday and Saturday. I got two big appointments, should be $2 million. And I've met with them before, and I've got the notes from the previous thing. And I sent them the notes, audio notes, saying, hey, here's what we're talking about doing. All right, I look forward to meeting you this way. And so on. We've got integration with Zoom, Answer Connect, and calendars. You know, our calendars, we have 20, I didn't get into this, we've got 28,000 clicks on the calendar link from our email campaigns to set appointments. How about that? Is that crazy? 28,000. Okay, where we send an email out, they click and they book, contact you about doing an appointment. So we got integrations with Zoom, Answer Connect, will answer your phone and hit save and it goes into your contacts. We got text and email reminders. We got our training center. All right. We got Bayshop blog. We got the blast email that you can send to your team. All right. You got free accounts and you got contact overviews and activities. So I can look and see what everybody's doing. How about that? All right. Now, what does all this add up to? All right. Check this out. All right. Now this is going to, hey, what's happening is as a general rule, people are doing it right. You know, if you want to win in the email marketing system and the client retention system, you don't send junk to people. You consistently provide value and you start getting things. And they love us and they prove it by our open rate. So check this out. So right now, year to date, we've sent 119,000 campaigns. Now keep in mind, if you send a onesie, that's a campaign. Or if we send a big blast with 500, that would be 500. We've sent 3,322,703 emails. How about that? All right. So you can look and say, why I have the stats that say we sent 3 million emails out. All right. So the question is, does anybody like those emails? Right. Well, total email opens past the 1 million mark with over 1,024,000 opens that people are saying over 1 million times or hey, I got that email. I think I'll open and look at it. How about that? Over 1 million opens. This is through November. Isn't that crazy? 1 million opens. 3 million sent, 1 million opens. Of the top 20 sends, the worst open rate was 16%, top 20 in size, and the best was 27%. Now think about this. We had our biggest email sends, 268,000. All right. Of the top 20, blast emails that went out 16 to 27% by pushing a button, you have a system where you can push a button and guess what? You got 20% of your people are going to look at it and you're asleep and they're looking at it at 2 a.m. reading their phone or something like that. All right. So let's keep going. All right. Our customers love us. How about this? They keep liking our stuff. They don't opt out. These numbers are going to blow your mind. 117,000 campaigns had less than a 1% opt-out as a percentage. And of our top 20 campaigns, 100% had less than a 1% opt-out. What about that? And it's way less than 1%. All right. It's like almost 0%. Now watch this. 117. All right. Then 117,268 campaigns didn't have a single person opt out. How about that? Of all these campaigns we sent, nobody said, hey, I got this and I'm out of here. All right. 117,000. Okay. Now we had I saw a few and going through these where somebody, you know, played games. They sent 10 and had 9 opt outs. Okay. So I know what they did. They bought a list or they did that, which is, by the way, a violation of the FTC law. So you don't want to do that. But the point of it is we have a great list. People, they're opening and they're not opting out. Watch this. Our biggest campaign, 268,000, had a 16% open rate, which, and 504 opted out, equaling 0.0018 of total sends. Okay. Total number of opt-outs, which means they opted out of receiving, it was 9,483, which was out of 3,323,000. Isn't that crazy? All right. So anyway, all right. So why did I go through this? Because Sales Team Pro is rocket. All right. And the one thing that you need to know is, you know, there was a call, field advisory call this last week, and Peter Snyder and I have been, you know, communicating with each other on a regular basis regarding, you know, the RMC system and what they want to do with it. And, you know, their goal is to one day have Sales Team Pro shut down and move over all the contacts, information, and do all that kind of stuff. And anyway, so I wanted to give you an update on that so you're not in a panic mode. So what is going on with the sunset? Okay. Well, Primerica has some big goals to be viable. Okay. And viable is they have publicly stated that they want to be the best in class CRM system. All right. And they want to do that by June of 2022. All right. So Primerica has stated that they are going to do that. Right now, over the last couple of years, they have 31 email campaigns. They have quick add functionality and has a number of new functions that are going to be rolled out next quarter. All right. So 31 email campaigns, quick add functionality, and a few new functions and some new functionalities coming out in the next quarter is not Sales Team Pro level. I think all of you will agree with that if you hear all this stuff that's going on. So what does that mean to you? All right. Well, let's see what it means. Peter Snyder, who is the president of the company, has given his word to the sales force. And part of our agreement when I did this thing with Primerica regarding Sales Team Pro would only be sunset when the RMC is a viable alternative and has similar functionality. How about that? All right. So right now, they've got quick add and 31 email campaigns. All right. And they may have something else. I've looked at it. All right. But the point of it is until it's up to speed, nothing's going to change with Sales Team Pro. And I have that in an agreement form. And also Peter Snyder has given his word to the sales force that nothing's going to happen until that happens. All right. So stay focused. Don't worry about Sales Team Pro. Just keep using it and everything will be fine. How about that? So that's my open to kind of give you an idea of what's going on. So now let's talk about, if you have questions, here's Peter's email address. The other person down there, you can find them, Jeff Findler at Primerica.com. Or if you really have any comments or concerns, anything that you think they need to know, I would encourage you to email them or to call them. You can call the 781 or 381-1000 number and just ask to speak to them. And they can give you more updates on where things are. You might also reach out to Julie Seaman, who is in charge of marketing. She can be reached also at her email address, julie.seaman, or you can do the 770-381-1000. All right. So with that being said, let's keep going here. So let's talk about what happens when good companies go bad. All right. And when I say this, I want you to think, I read this article and I thought about myself and I thought about what happens when we get stuck. All right. And part of getting stuck is you have to recognize that you get stuck. So some of you right now, you've been cruising along and your company, okay, was a good company that went bad. All right. And you didn't realize it went bad. All right. But things just kind of happened. And so I read this article. I would encourage you to go. The Harvard Business Review has got so many great articles in it. It'll blow you away. I mean, I read these things a lot. It's part of my Apple feed and things like that. So anyway, with that being said, what is the dynamic of failure? It says they become stuck in the modes of thinking and working that brought them their initial success. When business conditions change, the once winning formulas instead bring failure. How about that? All right. So, you know, when I first got started, I had a telephone. I didn't have a cell phone. All right. I had a regular phone, right? So if today I kept using my regular phone and refused this, then you would agree that I would be in trouble, right? So what happens is we place these things in our head that are just not true anymore, all right? So the first thing that they say is you have strategic frames, the set of assumptions that determine how managers view their business. So they look at it and they say, well, this is the way it is, but they're blinders. They're just, they don't see what's going on around them. You know, the whole world, I mean, if we've had the biggest change in business in the last 24 months that has been in probably, I don't know when, right? I mean, I know in my life, I mean, you know, when you start, what would have ever, and let's say it's 1995, and they said, you can't leave your house and do business. How about that? You'd be like, hey, I don't know what to do, right? Blinders. But we had the system in place, and guess what we did? We changed, right? I want you to think back over the last couple of years, what's happened to your business and what you've done in order to change it. The second thing is the processes, the way things are done, they become routines. This is just the way we do things, right? We do it this way. This is what we do. We've been doing it this way forever, right? Let me give you an example of the process that I think is a completely broken process. And this is for a lot of you, I can back it up, okay? Field training new people before they get licensed. Doesn't work, okay? And you know, running through their warm market and stuff like that. That's called, we don't like multi-level marketing companies because of that, right? That's why multi-level marketing companies have had such a crap name, okay? And that's what the biggest reason that, so you can keep doing it, but it just doesn't work like it used to, all right? And so it's change. Relationships, you get tied to the wrong employees, you get tied to the wrong people, okay? You do business with the wrong companies, all right? You don't end up doing things the way, and it becomes your shackle because, you know, well, you know, they're really not qualified to make my phone calls, all right? Or they don't know a thing about technology, but I'm just going to keep them because what? I've got a relationship. Well, you know what? Best thing you can do is say, look, you need to go get training, right? All right? And learn how to do things. And then the last thing is your values, okay? Well, what happens is it becomes like your dogma. All right, this is the way I am, right? In this great article, if you ought to read this article, it's a long article. And I started applying it. I was like, okay, this is something I can learn from because as much as I think out of the box, guess what? I'm still in the box in a lot of ways, right? That's why we brought people to the Sales Team Pro Conference from other industries. That was the reasoning because you said, well, now what can I pick up from a guy that's a doctor or a dentist or you know, a real estate agent or whatever it may be, or music, you know, producer, or music agent, what can I learn from it and what can I apply? An interesting thing, we did a whole series on what you can do like that, right? So now I'm going to kind of finish this up a little bit. We've got some people we're going to call on. What are some things that I think you have to be thinking about to change the processes as we go in? So it says 10 steps to 10x your business and change with the speed of the change around you. How about that? So, and, you know, just putting your contacts into Sales Team Pro, all right, for a lot of people is a big change. Y'all agree with me on that? I mean, you know, I'm used to having all my contacts in my pocket and I got some in my car in the console and the floorboard. And then I got a couple desk drawers at the office and some at home. I'm just used to doing it that way. All right. Right. And then how did, I expect, I watched this movie about the drug lord, the biggest drug lord over there. He had so much cash. All right. That he was losing like 6 or 8% of his cash to the rats eating it in the warehouse, his money, all right? Chewing up all his money. Isn't that crazy? All right? So think about it. We don't have that floating around like that. So we need to do things. So the first thing I would talk to you about is your image. if you're young, you need to wear a suit and tie 100% of the time, or if you're new in the business, a suit and tie. All right. Women, you know how to dress. Guys, you probably don't. Okay. Angela, she finally just gave up and go shopping for me. All right. But the point being is you, Art used to say, you got to look like something, right? Now, what did that mean? All right. And so image, what would I do on image? I would look at my social media. I'd look at my website. All right. If you don't have a website, you need to get a website. All right. And you need to have the kind of website that's going to promote you. If you want to check out what I've done, go to roymatlockjr.com. And I had that. I built that website. All right. I say I built it. I didn't build it. Lucas is in charge of it. One of our guys. But the point being is that people check you out, right? If you want to do business with people, first thing they're going to do is check you out. Go get your local listings done. Lucas can help you on all that stuff. If you want to do that, local listing is where if you go in and type my name in, I've got 6-7 pages of content on the internet. All right. So when they go to Roy Matlock Jr., it'll come up, it'll even finish the name. All right. So now they're like, well, this guy, hey, you know what I've learned about? If nobody knows you on the internet, then they don't think you're anything to do business with, right? So you want to work on getting your image. How do you go about doing that? You've got your social image, you got your social media image, you've got your business image, you've got your, you've got all these different opportunities to do that. So you want to work on your image, and guess who the image should be? You. They're not buying Primerica. They are buying you. All right. That's who they buy. They buy you, not Primerica, not products. They buy you. And if you have credibility, all right, Bill Noah made that comment. Hey, it's hard to gain credibility, but if you lose it, you're dead. So you want to have credibility. That's the first thing you want to do. You want to become a leader. You want to look at this leadership mindset. Okay. And what are things that you need to do? You need to be the leader that sets the pace and is the most knowing, because you're the most read of anybody. All right. People don't want to follow people who they know more than. If I go meet with an attorney and I know more about law than the attorney, I'm not going to hire the guy. If I go meet with a CPA and I know more about taxes, I'm not going to do business with them. If I go talk to a realtor and I know more about that real estate than they do, I'm not going to do business with them. I'm not going to do business with anybody that is a skill set like that, okay, that knows less than me. That's stupid. All right. Why would I do that? So what I want to always be doing is getting better every day, and then I can become a leader, and then people will follow. How do you do that? You need to spend your time becoming an expert in your field. All right. And how do you do that? You listen to podcasts, you read, okay? You hang out with people that are successful, all right? I mean, my buddies that I brought to the event, those are my buddies I hang out with. They're all successful, right? I hang out with successful people. I can learn from them. So if you want to be a leader, you want to work your 10 steps to speed it up, become a better leader. Next one is compensation. You need to make the compensation plan work for you and your people. Now, what do I mean by that? All right, guys, you got people making no money. You got people making a lot of money. You got people that sell crap and they don't get paid. Okay. You got people that sell quality. All right. You need to look at the compensation and make sure that the compensation that you teach people how to make money, right? All right. You got to teach them how to make money. How do you make money? Well, here's the deal. If you do 25 appointments with people that are 4 and 5 pointers, all right, you're going to do okay in a month. That's what you got to do. Now, how do you go about doing it? Well, the first thing you do is you analyze the people that you're talking to. Why are you out here talking to some one star person that doesn't know anybody? I mean, every once in a while, most people can't manage those exceptions early on. So you got to be thinking about that. All right. Fourth thing is products. Products, people don't buy products. People buy solutions to their finances. All right. So when you go walking in, if you're selling products, you are never going to have a long-term business. Let me give you an example. All right. A 30-year-old, if you take the mortality table, all right, age 30, if you take the whole United States, 95% of the people that are age 30 will be alive at age 50. How about that? 95%. Now, if you take the people that are in that 5%, if we go meet with them, there's a percentage of those people that wouldn't qualify for our coverage anyway, right? Then there's a percentage of our people who are single that don't really need it, all right? So of those people that are age 30 that have children, what's the likelihood that they're going to die versus being broke, all right? Well, the likelihood is they're going to be 98% of them are going to be alive, all right? And if you go in there and you get all fired up about a bonus or whatever it is, and you don't set up a plan financially for them, you basically started and had a chance, okay, to take products and put them in a position to where one day when they get to be 50, they say, hey, I got 300 grand. I'm moving pretty good. All right. I don't worry. Now, if you're 50 and you hadn't saved any money and you've got customers like that you did business with and you forgot about them and now or and they you don't have them on a plan, you need to make those people, okay, say, look, I appreciate it. I'm just not going to do it. Okay. But you don't need to let them go out there and be 50 years old and be broke, right? And I see this, it just irritates me that we've got, you know, people out there that are selling, you know, 200 life sales a month and they don't even have their securities license, all right? It's just, it's unbelievable what's going on. So you need to go out there and say, look, I'm going to use products to provide solutions for clients. That's it. And I'm going to have a client outcome. If I want to change my business and my reputation and make things happen, I need to have solutions. I'm going to use products to create solutions to where people win. I told you my three sisters have got right at $1 million a piece, all single moms. All right. You know, how about that? All right. That's what the outcome is. All right. You want to do that. I had a niece, her husband died. How about that? Paid a claim to that. I did the job. I want to do the job. Next thing is you create a client experience. What is the experience? It includes a lot of things. One of the experiences is that you give them great service and great follow-up and you get to know them. All right. You do it, treat them the way they expect to be treated. And the other experience is their outcome, right? Their outcome. What is their outcome? Are they better off because they met you? Let's go to the next one. The team. All right. I don't believe you can win big time if you're doing all things. All right. You know, I have a great team of people that help me do what I mean, you know, that sales team pro, those numbers are a direct reflection of several things. Number one, Steve has built a great product. Bree has written a lot of great content along with Lucas. All right. We've had great follow-up systems. All right. We've had from the training side, Kristen has created a whole great system. She knows everybody. All right. I've got admin people behind me. I've got a radio producer. I've got a lawyer, a CPA. I have a team of people. You need to start working on your team if you want to 10x your business and be able to change. Then you don't have to spend all your time, okay, working on things that when you should be doing other things. And so you need to look at your team and what are you going to do? I think a sales assistant, you know, is essential. All right. As soon as you can do that. So you want to do that. You got to use technology. All right. I read another article in this Harvard Business Review, and it talked about companies where the C-level and the board of directors, they rated their tech savviness. He said in the tech world, every tech company, their board of directors are former tech founders and CEOs and stuff like that. But in most businesses, they don't have any tech background in order to hang out with anybody that has to. You need to find you a technology advisor, somebody that can help you. All right. I mean, because technology is what it is. All right. It is the game. And you don't want to be out there getting taken advantage of by some young guy that knows how to use technology and they take your business away and you don't even know what happened. Marketing, you got to look at the marketing side and say, it's part of my business. I'm going to spend 10% on marketing. That's what I'm going to do. All right, that's it. I don't know how I'm going to spend it, but I'm going to spend it. I'm going to test it. And then when I get through testing it, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to do something with it. All right. Recruiting is always part of the system. But here's the most important part about recruiting is you got to get the right people on the bus. All right. Spending time with a bunch of people that can't even pass their test. All right. Why would you do that? I mean, you know, the life insurance exam, for the most part, you can go spend 12 hours or something like that. And one weekend, take the test and pass it. If you can't pass the first time, you pass it again. But why are we spending time with people we can't even override? So I want you to recruit the right people, open up your recruit markets. Your training, we've got great training here, but your training is going to be the, you know, how are you going to change? How are you going to make things better? Delivered in a different format. You know, we got podcasts, we've got Zoom, we've got, think about this, 2 years ago, all right, go back to 2019, all right, we don't even need an office, right, today. We used to have Tuesday night training. Every Tuesday night, people drive. How many hours did they drive? We're saying, oh, well, you know, we got to, no, that was this, right? And so anyway, all right. So that's my story here. I want to log in real quick. Now we're going to call on some people. Let me go to STP, and I'm going to do some quick little training. Where did this go? Gosh, hold on one second. Hey, while we're doing that, Steve, jump on here. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy, show them about what we got coming.
I will do that, sort of, because after I talked to you, I raced to do some things and I screwed something up, but I'm going to show you what I got.
All right.
Let me get this on here. Can you all see my screen right here?
Absolutely.
All right. So what I've done is added a thing to the search part. Down here at the bottom is going to be dates. And right at the moment, you're going to be able to choose from birthday and anniversary. I don't know what other dates we have in there, like maybe created or last updated. Anyhow, so you would select the birthday. And then just like the other ones, you're going to get a whole list of things to do or things that you can look. These are going to duplicate some of the other birthday things like we have on the dashboard. So you could choose today, tomorrow, this week, next week, the months. And then you're also going to be able to choose before a certain date, after a certain date, which will get like, birthdays before December 31st, 1962, will give you everybody that has a birth that was born before them that you have birthdays for. You'll be able to pick an exact date, and then you'll be able to go between two dates, like between March 31st, 2012 and April 16th, 2013, something like that. You'll be able to pick any birthdays in a particular month, any birthdays in a particular year, say like 1962. And then we'll be able to do an age range, like from anybody that's between 25 and 35 right now, 62 and 74. Where I screwed this up and it doesn't work is I wanted to do, since we have half years in, as a lot of requirements in some of the financial stuff, you know, like 72 and a half, 65 and a half, whatever those are, I wanted to be able to put the fraction in there, and I messed something up and it broke. So we'll be able to do like between 65 and 65 and a half. And then you'll, of course, select those. And then you may or may not put value. This may or may not even show up, but it would be a date picker right here. And then you can add more criteria at the same time. So if somebody's named John and their birthday is yesterday, there you go. So
or you could do, Steve, you could do owns life insurance, doesn't own an investment between age 30 and 40, and we send out the PAC email.
Oh, yeah, you could do anything that you have. So search criteria is here for that you could. You can add it all to it, so you can get really specific, just like you said.
Yeah. So, guys, this is, and then we're also, we have the appointment setting, or the appointment, previous appointments, you know, set and kept. That's coming Wednesday.
Hopefully by the end of the week.
All right, so we got two things we'll be talking about. Maybe you'll be able to show that on Saturday. But I think that's going to be the ultimate follow-up list. You hit every appointment set and kept, and it'll go all the way back in time. And you can go back in time, sort it by dates, all this kind of stuff. And you can go in there and look at it. We got that coming up. So anyway. Yeah,
and you'll be able to look for appointments that the person didn't keep the appointment and it's not been rescheduled.
There, how about that?
They not kept it and you did reschedule it. So yeah, that's going to be very helpful, I hope.
There. So very good. All right. Very good, Steve. Hey, Scott Leonard, are you there? Scott Leonard.
I'm here, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I know we talk a lot about, you know, the client outcome. So any comments you got?
First and foremost, I would just say, like, really awesome job. Just running through the stats, all the functionality. I mean, it's when you look at how robust Sales Team Pro is, it's just a good reminder just to see tools and resources. And I talk a lot about, you know, when you think about your business, the first question you always ask is, you know, do you have the right people? The second question is, do they have the right skill set? And the third question is, do they have the right resources? And I think when you think about, when I take an outside view into Sales Team Pro, it's all about improving skill set and leveraging resources. The automation of helping you run your business to communicate with a client is so important. And the number one reasons clients will leave their financial advisor today is super simple. It's lack of communication. And so if you consistently have the ability to have these touch points with your absolute best clients, you have open lines of communication. And I know it's such a simple thing, but when you think about the lifetime value of a client, you said that earlier. I was with Arlie last week and he talked about the same thing, lifetime value of the client, and how there's way more money and profitability as a financial services professional today in sobbing for what if you live too long. Not die too soon, but live too long because of all of the ancillary products and solutions you offer. And McKinsey did a really interesting study. They showed that when a client can own somewhere between 3 to 5 products with you, that relationship will likely never leave you. And so when you think about, when I just watched you walk through all of the tools and resources, what came to mind is deepening a client relationship. How do you grow and scale to beyond 3 products? So beyond insurance and now investments, multiple products with investments. But then how do you continuously communicate throughout time? What was interesting with the article you were talking about, they profiled 2 companies. And there was one of the things you slide, and the question every single person in this business has to answer is, can we improve at the speed of change in a post-COVID digital first world? So I'll say that again. Can we improve at the speed of change in a post-COVID digital first world? And I say post-COVID, meaning complete shutdown from what we went through last year, right? We're still dealing with that. But that means we now are no longer bound by the geographical constraints we always had before. We now can work with anyone, anywhere across the country. And now you can build a relationship faster and go deeper than before because of the tools and resources and the ability to communicate. And by the way,
go ahead. No, and you know, it's interesting you say about the lifetime value. So my father passed away 7 years ago, and I've shown you guys the account. It's worth about $4 million right now, and it's sitting there. And I get paid a trailing commission on that of about, 6,000, 7,000 a year. Seven years after he passed away. Think about that. I mean, it never the lifetime value of your clients. It's not just the lifetime, their lifetime. It goes on after their lifetime and after your lifetime if you're building a business wrong.
Multi-generational wealth is what we're talking about. Multi-generational wealth. And why that's so important, what's interesting about that article, and I won't go into the depth of it, but it goes back to a company, you know, like Firestone, which was a top three tire maker at the time. And Michelin came in, was the first company to introduce the radial tire. And so that article profiles Firestone's slow adoption of the radial tire, which ultimately ended up taking over the market. Firestone, you know, half-heartedly committed to building radial tires. They put all the resources, but they kept all the plants open, building the old tires, which were only about 58% occupied. And so the article goes through and it shows some of those steps needed to be taken to really adopt in the new way of doing things. And Firestone ultimately is now owned by Bridgestone. But when you look at that, there's constant stories that we're going to see going forward of where companies, you know, didn't properly implement. And so I loved your opening with the question of how do we as individual business owners take those lessons, implement them into our business to absolutely scale in a way that's faster, more robust, and more profitable as individual producers and business owners than ever before. And so I just want to say congratulations on the tools. Those stats on the number of communications are incredible.
So yeah, I mean, awesome. It's exciting. I mean, listen to, hey, and I appreciate you jumping in. I know Scott and I do, we do a ton of business, Lincoln Business, and he's the national sales director for Lincoln Financial and Variable Annuity. So anyway, let's keep going. Let's see here. Hold on. Do we have, I was getting ready to call on Clarissa that just went over $100,000. Okay. How about Chuck? Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, doctor?
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, I hear Sunday again is happening. So this last weekend. So what's going on? What are you getting out of things right now?
Well, first of all, I am excited by all the stuff that you've done. The change has been unbelievable. The numbers that you showed, I didn't know what the numbers were, but it's just amazing with the opening rates and all this stuff. It's just amazing what you're doing with Sales Team Pro. In fact, I have a few people that clicked off, but I called them. I said, why'd you click off? And they said, they didn't know. They clicked back on because of the content that we're putting out there. The other thing that happened when we did the Sales Team Pro on Sunday, it was really amazing. It was just really amazing event. We talked about the webinar, some things that I've been using. But we had the ladies on the line with me, and they actually have been doing webinars longer than I have. And it was just great to see a different flavor for how to use webinars to grow your business and grow your return. This month is going to be our best month this year in the business. So we got things on fire on every level.
Very good. Hey, and Chuck's doing everything about the client side. I mean, we had a conversation last week. That's what, guys, ultimately, that's what you're not selling, okay? You know, we have gotten caught into the sales deal. Yeah, we got to convince people. But you know what you got to do? You just got to do the right thing. If you do the right thing, you get everything you want to get. Hey, Brad Gerard, you there? Hey, Brad. Brad, do I hear Brad? Do I see Brad?
Brad just left a few minutes ago.
Did he just leave? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I was going to bring him on here in a minute. Kylie, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, good. So tell us what's happening here.
So I think some of you guys got an email last week from the home office for the 401k call tomorrow with John Bandy and John Watts. I've been invited to be the field speaker on that tomorrow. So
cool.
If you guys join in, that's 10 a.m. Mountain, noon Eastern. So they're going on some of the new plans and stuff. And I'll go over a little bit as, kind of my perspective of how to do 401ks, why to do them like I've done in the past. And for some of you joined my Zoom last week on LinkedIn and marketing, hopefully you guys found that valuable. To your point, Roy, about the client experience, my next one in January, Janice Henderson is doing a presentation on the art of wow, which is basically how to deepen those client relationships and kind of take that. I'm trying to bring, as you did, Roy, down in Nashville, bring out some outside speakers. Right outside our normal Primerica people. So Alliance Bernstein and like Janus Funds and things like that and PIMCO, and expose some people to that so we can kind of get outside of our normal, box there. So I'll send that. If you guys want to know, let me know, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Pop it up. If you put it on and for everybody, if you've got a link, stick it on our chat box for everybody and we'll get it out. Hey, very good. Hey, let's see who else we got here. Mike Armendariz, are you still in Brazil? Armo, is Armo in Brazil?
Yes, sir. On the way, just leaving Rio. I don't know how to make my video go on. Let me see if I can make my video go.
Let's see. It hadn't shown up yet. Let's see. Well, there you are.
I'm actually just at the rest area on the way. Just left Brazil going to this bitch in town called Buzio. So send some pictures. But if that doesn't give you an example of technology, I've got about an hour cab ride and been listening to the sales team pro thing. But, you know, the thing, when you did that thing and you shared some of that in Miami, I think some people have blinders on that are on sales team pro in the sense, what do I mean by that? That you got to get out there. And I'm not even good at it, but I'm smart enough to know that I wouldn't just have my blinders with just my email. You talked about your commitment to adding to your list. I would be going nuts. You know what? I'm still here, but things are open across the world. And there's no reason to not go meet, and I'm talking to people that are trying to get it off the ground, 20 to 50 people face-to-face, and become a freak about collecting 1,000 emails a month. If I was new and I was thinking perspective of the new guy, I'd be sitting there going, man, but I don't have 10,000 emails. Well, go get them. Like your guy on the at Sales Team Pro meeting, he did 10,000 door knocks. So if I don't have 1,000 or 2 or 3 or 5,000 emails, then it's my job to go get them. You want to talk about something crazy? I'm going to turn around so you can see. There's kid. Can you see the McDonald's sign in the back? I'm in a truck stop. Oh, and there's an AMPM. So people have found a way to get their name across the world. I think you got to think bigger, get a little crazier, have fun. And then there was another thing that you're talking about. You got so many people out there. There's a book by Brian Grazer, the guy that's partners with Ron Howard. Well, he's got a great book, and he talks about he took like six. This guy is already super successful, but he took his book is about taking successful people to lunches and having conversations. I forget the title, but it's about conversations on that. So there are so many resources that you could use if you get crazy and get nuts out there. But Roy, always on the cutting edge and reading. I mean, you know, readers are leaders. But here's one thing that we were talking about, that thing you said about just writing a policy and not giving them a plan for life. I remember I was at Art Williams' house, okay, one time with Mike Sharp, and Angela was there, Marna, a few of us were there. And you know, all he talked about was helping families win. He said, Mike, let me tell you a story about this guy. His mama bought like $5,000 in A.L. Williams stock. And then he went on for 10 minutes. He goes, you know how much that was worth? It's worth now $350,000. That boy's mama won. She won. So winning for people, you got to have that heart for helping people to win. And expanding that. And I think what you were saying too, Roy, is great, and I'll get off. If you're really a pro and more importantly, love what you do, then your whole appointments is a relationship. The relationship grows from your love of what you do and knowing that you got the cure for financial cancer. Brian Tracy said this, what's a real salesperson or in marketing? We're consultants and we fix problems. And your ability to fix complex problems more than, hey, you die, you get paid, versus building financial independence and having those multiple products and relationships for life. It's kind of crazy, man. But anyway, God bless, man. Talk to you guys soon. See you next time.
Good to see you again. We were in Doral playing golf last week, and then he heads off to Rio. Got to always outdo it. I'm still in Miami. Hey, let's see who's up next. Ed Randall, what's going on, man?
A lot, Roy. I tell you, I just continue to be amazed. I'm going to start my 45th year in this crazy business with Primerica January 1. And I predict for me and my hierarchy and my family and for everybody I know, if they take advantage of it, 2022, Roy, will be the greatest year in the history of our business. No question about it. I do think that that you and Scott hit it again, and we've been hearing a lot of it. We need to keep this in mind. This ought to be kind of the thing we stick in our mind continuously every day. We must improve our business at the speed of the change around you. I was in a meeting last week with Scott and Mark Drake and a few other folks, and I can tell you that you're going to be in the deep weeds if you don't really start focusing big time on using the maximum amount of technology you can absorb in your business. What you've done to help us get started on that back 3 years ago when I first hooked up with you, Roy, really was the beginning of this. And it's just really beginning to catch the momentum. I predicted we're not going to recognize ourselves just a year from now, guys, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Life is going to change big time. We all got to come along with it. I'm more excited about my life at 85 today than any time in 85 years, guys. And then y'all are all younger than me, so you got a lot of opportunity here to capitalize on this great movement we've got going here. Thanks, Roy.
Hey, buddy. Thanks, Ed. And as always, Ed's excited, right?
I'm excited.
That's it. Hey, Josh, what do we got coming Friday?
So this is funny, Ed just brought this up. Ed, your insight, I just love it. 85, it's just unbelievable. But we're talking about how to prioritize your goals for technology in 2022. So you do have to prioritize, you know, because there's a lot, you know, you're feeling like, man, I got to get a website. I got to do this. I don't know how to do all this stuff. Okay, well, let's set some priorities, kind of you focus on this element first, right? And then you can move into phase two. So we're going to talk about that this week, to get people kind of on track and how I've got these things rolling. And last month, 2.7 million in securities called me. I was not, I didn't call anybody that was call in. I think today I'll pass a million, for the month of December already. So it's just unbelievable. And that's when you start to do these things right, you become attractive and you become a great communicator, as Royce says, and how we use Sales Team Pro to communicate back. Right. So it becomes a communication, right? Back and forth with clients. And then you're in their mind and they refer you and stuff. So anyways, that's this week. So really excited, Roy, because I only need 1.33 million this month to do my 3 months, my 9 months in three. And I got that wrapped up. So just kind of fun. So thanks, everybody.
That's very good. Hey, guys, I was about running out of battery, so I went inside for a minute. But so, George Verdugo. Let's someone do George, and then, hey, Janine Martin. Everybody loves Janine as a closer. George, what do you got to say there? Hey, George. George.
I'm here. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, man.
I am multitasking. I'm on a Stairmaster right now. I'm listening to the call. I want to live to be 100, man. So, but I'm telling you right now. Yeah, right now, this is the most exciting time that I've ever seen. I completely agree with Ed. Next year is going to be off the hook. The Thanksgiving campaign triggered so many contacts for me. It's incredible. I've got probably 1.5 million in the process. Another 1 million coming just because I sent them a happy Thanksgiving. So my hat's off to you, bro. You're a genius. 2022 is going to be a phenomenal year if we get completely engaged. So back
very
to
good.
You.
Hey, very good. Thanks, George. And hey, Janine Martin, you want to close us out here? We got about a minute.
Yeah. So George, I'm super competitive. So I'm going for 120. It's part of my affirmations every day. So I'm going to kick your butt in that category as I'm on my way on your heels to pass you an income too. So love everybody on the call. Just really trying to keep my head focused on, I keep hearing this little voice saying, just follow Roy's plan. Cause my numbers dropped down last month. And then I tend to go into guilty mode and like, okay, so I'm going to work 7 days a week so I can catch up. And it's like, okay, I've been at this 6 months, just follow the plan, just keep focused. So far, just learning the new campaign. So I did the new campaign of updating your information. So I got close to 50 responded in the last 4 days. I sent texts out to all 50 of them, thanking them for responding, saying that I updated their information. 21 responded to the thank you text that I sent. And I let them know I'm sending them an annual update on Wednesday so they can schedule their annual update for the following year. 21 are excited. I've already booked one, did that this morning and got two referrals from that. Now I have anniversaries, which is super exciting. So I have four anniversaries this month from the follow-ups. And so that has been super fun. Everyone used to be born in the year 2000. So now they actually have birthdays. So that's going to be exciting what Steve has. So not everybody is the same age. Even though my numbers are not where I want them, I'm up 46% in income and production in the last 6 months. Just yesterday and today, finished 180,000 in rollovers, 230,000 in rollovers. From the campaigns, Mike is going to Tennessee to do 500,000 in rollovers next Tuesday because they've gotten birthday campaigns, they've gotten the holiday campaigns. One of the guys' hobbies, this has been super fun. So I'm texting them individually on their hobbies. He loves watching his money make money with Primerica. So that's one of his hobbies. So Mike is going to go pick up 250,000 from him next week. I've got a child rider designee. So Heidi is going to be doing the child rider conversions, talking to them about their Roths, getting the kids' names, emails, cell phone numbers in Sales Team Pro, then doing the B-Dollar Smart follow-up with the parents to see what assets they have so she can scoop all of those assets. And then end of terms, we're going to be doing B-Dollar Smarts instead of just doing the end of terms to see what kind of assets they have to scoop those as well. And so I'm just freaking excited.
You're excited, up 46%. So your income in the last 6 months is, what have you made in the last 6 months?
Maybe 180 in the last
100. How about that? 180 in the last 6 months. That's what it's all about. Hey, great job, Janine. We are over. Hey, you guys, I will talk to you Saturday morning. Get your team on the kickoff. It's going to be the final business plan, you know, that we're going to be talking about. We got a great lineup with that. Y'all have a great day. See you later.